What's up, all my beautiful people? We are here. Can't say we're back. So funny story, life happens. Yeah, we are here to talk about something that is kind of came out of nowhere ish. And is getting in the way of the plans we have set for the podcast. And yeah, we want to get into it. We want to, you know, we've been pretty transparent, pretty open, pretty straightforward, pretty honest, pretty heart to heart, pretty in your face, pretty in your face shit, you know, since day one.
Okay.
Right. So as you guys might notice, so the three of us, we're not actually together. Like we've been recording for the last few episodes. We are currently in each other. Well, I'm in my house. Ian and his and Jesus is his and his. So, but we wanted to do this real quick to discuss why we're kind of putting a pause on our podcast for the time being. I want to go. Oh yeah, well, Jesus, Ian, they're both here. Guys, say hi. No, keeping it locally.
No, you're just upset. That's your problem.
No.
You're just mad. You're clearly upset. So just deal with it.
Yeah, they're here. So guys, we wanted to talk. We hope first and foremost that everyone's doing okay. Everyone's getting vaccinated and staying alive out there and staying sane. And hopefully you guys have been enjoying our content and everything that we've been doing. And hopefully you guys are standing by us during this little hiatus that we're going to be taking. And also preparing for us to come back with more episodes. And as we have mentioned in the past, we are also planning to start our own YouTube channel. Hopefully, once we get back with the podcast, we can start our YouTube channel. We'll talk more about that once we do start it. But I want to get into the reason why we're stepping away for the time being, which kind of lies mostly on me. So as you guys, I have mentioned in the past, I was living independently, sort of. Well, I had my own place, room, but I was sharing the apartment with two other people. One guy moved, and I remained with one roommate, which was a not so pleasant experience. This guy was a pretty negative person, and I tried to be a positive person most of the time. But you know, like any other human being, I got my demons, and just it was a real tough time there. It got pretty bad to the point where a lot of my old past behaviors and past mentality kind of started coming up. And that's when I was like, yeah, I need to get the fuck out of here before I end up killing a motherfucker and ending up on the 9 o'clock news. It's fake news, people. It's fake news. And all that good stuff.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's real on TV.
Hey. Anyways, but, yeah, so in short, yeah, that wasn't getting along with the guy. I actually was in this apartment for a year. My lease basically expired. I was planning to renew for 6 months, but like I said, I had to really think about my mental health and just how it was affecting me. I felt like a prisoner in my own house. And it was really bringing up like old behaviors that I had left behind, my old aggressive and violent ways of dealing with people. And I was like, I can't keep doing this because I got bigger plans for my future. And I can't let motherfuckers who decide to be bitter, decide to want to, you know, bring people down because they got a small dick and a big ass ego.
Okay.
And I'm just being honest, you know, fuck these fucking assholes, you know. I want to get into it with you two guys. Talk about not this guy. Well, they met him, but not this guy. But I'm toxic people. Not that you choose to have them into your life, but you kind of have no other choice. But that they happen to be around around you. Yeah. I decided a couple of days before my lease expired that I was just going to move out. Currently staying with family. I'm on the waiting list, hopefully get my own place and my own space, hopefully a little bit closer, because I am very far from where Ian is. I'm kind of far from Jesus, but because Ian tends to travel on the L, I thought it would be really rougher on him. Jesus is fine. Jesus, you know, catch, you know, parent transit here in Chicago, and he's fine. His lazy ass can get coming over here. But yeah, I mean, we have enough space and everything. But yeah, it's just, I think it would be better for us once I have my own space, because we were using my apartment to record and everything. So for the time being, guys, I hope you guys understand and hope you guys enjoyed, you know, what we already done, and stand by us until we do start recording once again, bring in the content, hopefully this time better signal. And like I mentioned, my own space, so that way we could start recording, you know, YouTube channel. You guys will finally have the pleasure of seeing our beautiful faces. I know you guys are psyched for that.
Now, he says pleasure, but that could be misfortune for others.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Well, I'm a very inclusive person, so we're not everybody's cup of tea. You got to realize that.
Yeah, I'm a cup of tea to somebody, a cup of water to other people, and then, I don't know, diarrhea to other people. But it doesn't fucking... So, yeah, guys.
Milk.
Oh, God. Yeah, spoil milk. Yeah, that's a good one. That was a good one. But yeah. So, like I mentioned, guys, we aren't going to be recording any new episodes until this situation gets fixed. To be completely honest, I feel good, even though I can't really call this, you know, my house, my apartment, because I'm staying with family. I feel home. Because I'm at peace. I feel free. I don't have to worry about some fucking piece of shit getting on my nerves and having to almost kill him. I've been here for a week already, and just things have been really good for me. Just I'm seeing that God or life or whatever you guys want to believe in, opening up new paths for me. And, you know, because I chose to walk down the right path and not go and kill somebody, I'm glad that I made that choice, you know. And also, I will be traveling to Michigan to, like I mentioned in the past, to go for my guide dog next week. So, yeah, I'm going to be out for 3 weeks also. So, kind of getting in the way, the whole recording stuff and everything. But like I said, hopefully once I'm back, once I have my own place. Shut up! Stop!
I love this. This is really hilarious. This has been a very fun experience.
Doing a run-in. But yeah, guys, hopefully once all that gets fixed, we will be recording once again. I wanted to do the announcement a couple of days ago, but we were having issues with me and Jesus were trying to record, and yeah, we just the app and the signal was just not working with us. Technology.
Even right now, it's barely working.
Yeah. But we're trying, guys. So before the signal drops, just since I talk shit about it, let's talk real quick, guys, about that. Like, maybe one experience or each one of you of having to deal with somebody that you didn't choose for them to be in your lives, but they just happen, because this happens to a lot of people, you know, maybe a neighbor, a roommate like myself, or just somebody that you have to see every fucking day. You really have no, you know, you choose not to talk to them, but you can't help that, you know, if they want to talk to you and just bitch you out because they fucking left a mop bucket in there and you moved it because his blind ass was in a fucking trip. But then he gets some fucking attitude and it's like, bitch, fine, I'll leave it right there. So you're dumb.
All right, Doc, you and I are going to have to talk about
easy, that. Easy, 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 easy. Easy.
Shut up, Ian. God, you're throwing off track, Ian. But so, do you any experiences? You got to get two phones. Got to get two phones, Ian. No, but do you guys have any experiences?
I think I do. Okay. I do have one where it's every day. You know, it was much worse like years ago. It has gotten slightly better now. I think due to this person just growing more as a person and just realizing things are as they are and, you know, you can't change them. I think from both sides, it was seen as like, oh, we have to deal with each other for the sake of, like, someone else. But it's like, at the end of the day, I'm glad that my situation got slightly better than it was years ago. I can't say the same for everyone because, you know, this is just my experience. You know, we had a lot of nights where it's just like, ugh, anger, you know, the words were said that shouldn't have been said. I think at some points fists were going to be thrown, but thankfully there wasn't. It's hard. It's hard. You got to keep your head up, though, because things will get better. As, you know, as you do, you know, you yourself, you chose to move out, right? Because you were tired of everything. And now, look at you. Things have already gotten better, and it's barely been a week. So, you know.
No. Ian, you got any stories?
Okay, well... well, I can say on the personal, one of the toxic people I had to deal with was, he was family. When it comes to that, it's definitely hard to weave around it, especially back then, because me, my the family member in question, and then my brother, we went to the same grammar school at the time. And so, you know, when school got out, we'd go over his place and just pretty much stay there for the most of the day until my mom came home from work to come get us and then take me and my brother home. So it really wasn't getting away from him. And I get it, with toxic people, I mean, you don't try to you do your best to get away from them, but in that kind of situation I kind of couldn't, because I was in, like, it was his house, he lives there, and I got it, like, me, I had to stay there until my mom got off of work to come get us and take us home. So, you know, there is those instances where it's just toxic people, you can't really get around them. But I don't know. I mean, it got better over the years because we all went our different ways. He went to one high school, my brother went to a different one, and of course I went to a different one. So we all spread out. But the point I'm trying to really stress here is toxic people are going to be in life. Like, it's one of those things that we do have to resolve. Like, there's no getting around it sometimes. We do our very best to try to stay away from them, but whether it be family, whether it be in the classroom, whether it be in your workspace, like on a job, you are going to run into toxic people. There is no getting around that. So I guess the goal then turns into, what am I going to do to make sure that doesn't work its way into me? And that does take more, you know, self-work. That does take more, you know, I gotta do diligence with me to make sure that whatever it is that makes them toxic towards me, it doesn't start affecting me. Because, I mean, above all else, everything that someone else on the outside does, it can only go as far as you're willing to let them. I mean, I didn't have that kind of insight when I was younger back then, but looking on it now, it holds true. So, I mean, the same rule applies to anybody, really. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, whether it's family, a roommate, a neighbor, or whoever you're living with, sometimes, hell, even your own partner, it's hard to deal, or even at work. You know, there's always going to be one person that they got their own issues, and they can't keep it to themselves, or they think that they're the only one, so they want to, you know, put their bullshit on everybody else. And as much as you could say, oh, it's unfair and all that, I mean, it's reality. You can't help.
That's true.
And, one thing I learned over there was I need my peace of mind, and I'm stuck, like, you know, I've been straightforward. You know, my mental health and also my anger issues, that the way I've dealt with situations in my past that really challenged me this time. Now, like, you know, I'm in a whole new part of my life. There's people depending on me, and I can't just, you know, flip off on somebody and do something that I'm going to regret later on, you know, because if I would end up doing something stupid to this dude, who really had no significance to my life besides me having to listen to his ass and deal with his ass on occasion, I wouldn't be able to see my loved ones anymore because I would be doing time, you know, and everything that I've accomplished, everything that I want to, all my goals that I have planned wouldn't, you know, come to for, you know, for me to achieve. And it's hard to say control your anger. It's sometimes harder to say, oh, well, don't, you know, pay attention to them. Because, I mean, it's a very thin line between defending yourself and defending your own peace, right? Then there's also sometimes we don't have, like me, I had no other choice but to stay there until I found something better, you know? And I mean, is this the ideal setting that I would have liked for me? No. However, it could have been worse. I would have been worse if I would have stayed there even another fucking day, because it was getting to that point where everything was just, you could feel the tension between both of us. As much as his ass didn't want me there, I didn't want his ass there. And at the end, I didn't want to be there, you know? And when you're fighting over something that isn't yours and you're that fucking bitter, you gotta be the bigger person and you gotta walk away. Cause if you're staying there again over something that you're gonna eventually have to move out, you're gonna have to eventually get the fuck out of there, and you're fighting, then you got nothing to lose. You really got nothing going on. You know, you could, oh, well, you know, maybe they don't have somewhere to go. Yeah, that's true. But if you're pushing people to get the fuck out, especially because this was an older person, you know, and this was a narcissistic fucking asshole that, oh, I like helping people and this and this and that. And you see the hypocrisy, because people that are trying to help people, they're not out here trying to put their bitterness on everybody else. Whatever resentment, whatever hatred they have towards life, you got to deal with that, people. You know, if you, because I've been there, but I was younger also. I'm not fucking 54 years old and doing that to younger guys. But if you are stuck in that, guys, seriously, and if you're wondering why people don't want to be around your bitter ass, you got to take a look. You got to shut the fuck up, suck it up, and take a good look inside, because I've been there. Like I said, I'm not just, you know, oh, well, I'm judging people. No, I've been there. And I had to take that good look within myself and tell myself the same damn thing. You got to take a good look at yourself. If you're starting to see a pattern and you're seeing that the only common thing in that pattern, in those relationships and all those incidents, is you, then you, motherfucker, are the issue. You, motherfucker, are the one that has to deal with whatever change that has to come out of that. You can't keep pointing your finger at everybody else. Well, it's everybody. You know, if you're in relationships, all your relationships go sour. Well, it's women's problem. It's men's problem. No, it's you, motherfucker. Be a bigger person. Take responsibility if you're being that toxic person. And to anyone stuck in these type of situations, if you really have you got no other option but to be stuck in this situation, I pray for you. Stay strong, man. And if the first minute you find something better, whether it's finding a new job, finding a new friendship or relationship, or finding somewhere else to live, take it. It's not worth trying to be prideful, because it's a fight of two idiots at that point. Because if you're just, oh, well, I'm here because I don't want them to get the better of me, they are. Because you're basically telling them, I have nothing better to do than to waste my time and give my energy to a fucking idiot. And you don't want to do that, guys. You got to value your time. You got to value your energy. You got to value your peace, your mind, everything that life gave you and cherished you, everything that life has planned for you, your goals, your family, kids, whatever you have. Value that, guys. Please. Hang on, I'm almost done. Especially for those people, because from the bottom of my heart, to those people who they came from a very violent background, such as myself, and they have people depending on them, that you love them, and you say you would do anything for them, and you know you have an anger issue, or whatever, you know, issue is going on with you, please, guys, Do it for your loved ones. Do it for you. Don't give these motherfuckers that satisfaction of you having to throw away everything. Because they'll be 6 feet underground or maybe in a hospital and they'll be living off the government. They'll be okay. You'll be behind bars and wasting the rest of your life behind bars. And your loved ones are going to suffer because of that. So that's all my little PSA I wanted to give. Ian?
Let's just remember that when it comes to toxic people, I mean, that's the only reward that they have. If like, if you're going to be toxic, if your life has been around being toxic to other people, being, you know, a stumbling block to someone else, it's like, that's the only reward in this life you're going to get. And to be honest, considering all the stuff that we as humans can honestly achieve and honestly the stuff that we can accomplish, and then the gifts that we've been given just as a race of humans, it's a very shallow reward to have, where it's just the only thing that you take pride of in life is just, you know, being that person in the like in somebody's way, constantly trying to knock them down. And it's like, you can be using that energy to create something yourself. I mean, I came in contact with the guy in question, and it is true. It is very true. He is one of those that goes verbally in about how, you know, he's this influential and he's done all this and he's done all that. But the proof, I mean, the way, I mean, I go about it kind of based around just like kind of spirituality. It's like, I judge a tree based on the fruit it's produced. And when it does come to that person in particular, the fruit that he's producing is nothing like he's describing. Like, he has this whole, he has a resume that to the eye would be like, that's impressive, that's amazing. But there is no fruit there. And where there's no fruit, it is a useless tree. It is a valueless tree. It is a worthless tree, and it needs to be cut down. I'm not saying anything bad should happen to said person, but it's just when all you can say is just, I've done this, I've experienced, like, all of this is hearsay, but there's no real, did you actually do it? Like, you know, there's no real experience. All you got is just stuff that comes out of the lips. And I mean, my little message for folk that are kind of toxic, I know people don't like to admit to it, it's just, you know, we got to remember that it's from the heart, the words that come out of your mouth, that's what the stuff that's in your heart comes out. You speak from your heart. I mean, yeah, your mouth is moving, but the stuff that's inside of your heart comes out first. And that's how people are able to tell who is who. Because, I mean, I think the first time the first time you told me about said person, he seemed pretty legit. And you told me the story a lot. Like, originally, he was just kind of there, wasn't really much. But then, as time went on, it flipped. It flipped really just kind of instantaneously. And even me, just an outsider, like, listening to the whole situation, I'm just, like, wondering, like, where did this turn come from? Like, where did this turn come from? But then it started occurring to me. It's just, it only really revealed just how kind of sad and lonely the said person is. And all he has as his reward in life is to just be alone, try to, like, chop other people, try to talk other people down. Even the people that used to come and interact with him, he will be trying to chop away at them. And it's like, that's really sad. No one wants to have a fate like that. It's like, that. It's not. We're not meant to be alone in this world. Like, we are supposed to engage. We're supposed to connect. Like, hearts are supposed to connect to one another. But when you act all negative and toxic, and you building this whole just, you know, I'm going to knock everybody else down, but I'm going to put myself up. You're not doing it. You're not doing yourself any favors. You're not doing yourself any favors. All you got in this life is just to be a troll, and you will be alone. And that is a fate worse than death itself, in my opinion. That's all.
And when you're out here, too, you're out here because not just this guy, but a lot of people that I've seen, and you're celebrating. Your happiness only comes when somebody else's downfalls happen. Guys, again, if you're doing that, you need a change. You do not have the right to fucking bitch and complain that the world is fucked up, that everyone is a fucking piece of shit. You can't complain that everyone that comes into your life is negative and all the bad that things that happen to you are always bad. If your reflection is that, if you're negative, if you're toxic, then what the fuck do you think you're going to attract? We attract what we are, people. You want to have happiness. You want to have good people. You need to take a good look at yourself without victimizing yourself. Because we need, seriously, we've been kind of walking on an eggshell sometimes. But this is just, I'm tired of that. I'm being fucking honest. Stop on this fucking self-victimization, people. We need to stop. Society, especially, and I would say nowadays, but I'm pretty sure it's been going on for since, you know, the first caveman, whatever the fuck. But we need to stop on this self-victimization. Oh, well, it only happens to me. This always happens to me. What are you also putting out into the universe? Because your energy also attracts that. Again, I'm not just speaking this because I'm a fucking angel and I just got my little halo and I look cute and adorable with it. Shut the fuck up. I've been there. You know, I've fucking been there. So let's be completely fucking honest. We're all human beings, guys. And to honestly think that your shit don't stink, you're fucking retarded. You're fucking stupid.
No, but it is true, though. Because it is true because, like, there's people that put out the excuses of, like, it happens to me, and I'm a call-in. Some people even like to draw from the well of their life story. Just, you know, my mom, dad, they weren't there, or I had to go through this struggle. It's like, resolve the fact there are other people in this world that have, like, the struggle down to the specific details may be different, but there is still similarities. And yet, if there's someone else that's next to you, who also didn't have a parent in their life, and yet they still overcame it, what's your excuse? Well, I didn't have that much financial opportunity. There's someone else that didn't have that many access to financial opportunities as you did, and yet they still pulled through. It's just, I'm with you. Like, I'm not downplaying nobody's struggle because, you know, we all struggle. But at the same time, because I'm saying we all struggle, that right there is the statement of, we can't be trying to excel ours over someone else's. Because we are all, like, you know, we are a human. We're humans. Our story, our likeliness, our lifeness, our personality is built on the premises of struggle and overcoming them. So before I just try to lift my own, people turned against me, people turned away from me, and that's the reason. It's like, no. It has to be more to life than that. And it's got to be more to a story than that. It's like, if that's your stumbling block, you must overcome that. Do not use that as a standard for, well, if I, you know, I can't do it, nobody can overcome it. Because trust me, people's overcame it before you came on this planet. People are still overcoming that hurdle while you're here. And then even long after you're gone, it's going to be other people that do the same. These excuses are literally just excuses, and we got to get out of that. Excuses is not a good substitute for solutions.
Another thing too that I talked to Ian and Jesus about this while kind of after the whole situation happened, that I had to make that decision for myself that I wasn't gonna no longer turn to wanting revenge on people. And this, again, not just my situation with this fucker, but this situation for anybody. And not just physical, like you're going to go kill or, I don't know, maybe you're going to trip the motherfucker or, I don't know, go shit in a bag and then, you know, do the doggy shit bag thing, whatever. You know, not just that.
What?
But even like wishing something bad upon people or being happy when something bad happens to people. Guys, trust me, that right there. You got to catch yourselves on that. I know because I've been there. I still fight with that fucking demon on my back every fucking day. But when you start, you give into that, that will literally bring you right back to where you started. That will literally, again, put you right back in that negative place that you don't want to be in because it's hard to get out of there. You know, what happens when it rains? It literally takes one cloud to cover up the light, the sunlight, and boom, it gets cloudy outside. Shut up. Oh, no, I don't need no forecast right now. All right. But, you know, it's you guys got to.
I know I didn't.
We got to be careful with that, guys. We got to be careful with that because I told Ian. Well, not really because me and Ian, we hadn't talked for a while. But I told one of my friends because Jesus is always too busy. But I told one of my friends, yeah, fuck you, Jesus. Nah. No, but I told one of my friends that 2 weeks ago I made that decision to move out because, again, it got to the point where he was just doing shit. And if you're going to be a fucking asshole, at least do something. That's always been my motto. At least do something straightforward. But don't be a little bitch and be doing these little indirect, you know, messages and you know, taking shots and all that shit. No, you do it like a fucking real man and you do it directly. You know, I've always been about that. But was getting to that point where I couldn't take it and honestly was going to do something. Like I said, I was literally about to fucking do something stupid. And again, because I've always been on, well, me taking revenge, me hurting those who hurt me. And again, guys, in the long run, the one that comes out losing is you. Sorry, guys, we got dropped, but we're going to finish it real quick and then wrap it up. But yeah, like I was saying, to all those men, whatever you identify as, guys, revenge is never good. Don't let the enemy or whoever, whatever you consider these people, negative, toxic assholes, fucking draw you to their world. Because you lose complete control. You become their bitches, pretty much. So that's all I wanted to say, guys. Like I said, thank you for all those who have supported us, for all those who have listened to our content. And again, we are not... This is not a goodbye. This is just, you know, for now until my situation gets fixed. We are also working on more content once we do start again, and also to bring the YouTube channel. And like we have mentioned at the beginning of the year, hopefully we can start the second YouTube channel where we will be eventually moving this podcast to, but hopefully by the end of the year, and have two YouTube channels, and we will no longer be, you know, fighting with these certain platforms, or at least this app. But yeah, not sure where Ian went. Yeah, we signal got dropped. But yeah, Jesus, you wanna promote real quick? What you got?
So as he mentioned before, this isn't the last type of episode that we'll be doing. There is one more episode planned before we go away for a while. Within that episode, this will be an interview. And this interview will be around a tech firm that is based in Kazakhstan. This tech firm is currently developing technology to help people with visual disabilities. They do have other technology that they're working on to help people with physical disabilities. And I will get into that during the interview. This interview will be just one-on-one with me and a founder of the tech firm named Nurbek Yesenbayev. Sorry if I butchered your name. Good sir. So yeah, that's about it for this episode. To those of you who've made it this far, thank you for listening, and we appreciate it. Richie, anything you want to say?
No, yeah. So, yeah, guys, stay tuned for that interview. Hopefully, we'll have it done and have it upload pretty soon and have more stories and more topics. And, again, when we do restart the whole podcasting, one, we will have our YouTube channel, and we will be promoting the shit out of that one, too. But also, I'll... in works of making a second YouTube channel where we'll have this podcast along with more content for self-help. That is our purpose, and that is one of our biggest goals, and hopefully signal-wise we will be also better and be able to really interact more with our audience. This is not a goodbye, even though one of us is not here. Not sure what happened to him. This is not a goodbye. This is just for right now. We are we won't be recording. Stay tuned for our last episode, which will be the one-on-one interview with Mr. Nurbek and Jesus over here doing the one-on-one interview. And we have a lot more stuff planned once we come back to podcasting. So please stay tuned. Please stay sane. Stay safe. And for anyone going through, you know, stuff as we've been mentioning, talking about, and we mentioned today, please keep your head up and do not become somebody else's slave by giving them control and giving them power over how you react to a certain situation. You don't have to bow down to anybody. You don't have to take anybody's bullshit, but don't lose your head by trying to take somebody else's head off. You know, it ain't worth it, guys. There's more to life than battling idiots and battling people who don't mean nothing in your life. And in the long run, there's nothing to come out, because, you know, just feeding your own ego. But yeah.
Think about it this way. If you guys need a shorter way of thinking about it, there's no company for their misery. So just keep that in mind.
Yep. Let them be miserable on their own. You choose to be great, beautiful, and successful, and bigger than what they're ever going to fucking be. Because they hold themselves down with that big-ass weight called pride. And it's good to have some pride, but when it starts, you know, just being egotistic and wanting to, you know, claim that you're an alpha or whatever the fuck, you ain't shit. And homie, if you ever listen to this, or anybody who ever listens to this and wants to deliver this message, I forgive you for all the disrespect and all the bullshit you did to me. I hold nothing against you because you have no meaning to my life. And you will no longer have any importance to my life. Because you, even when we tried making peace, I just said it since that day. I didn't want somebody like you in my life. Because I want true men, true friends, true people in my life. And you're none of that. Will you ever be? That is completely not my business, and I really don't care. I ain't losing sleep over that, homie. God forgive you, and God help you. And hopefully one day, you'll get your own dick out of your own mouth and your thumb out of your ass and take a good look at yourself and see that things happen to you, not because life cursed you, but because of the way you are. And you attract negativity because you are negativity. And it's never too late. You might be nearing 60, but it's never too late. It's all about self, making that self decision to change and wanting to. Take care, guys. We love you. Stay safe. Stay sane. And we will be talking to you guys hopefully soon.
Bye.